This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. Let's take a quick look at how the FBM KLCI is doing at this stage in the morning.
It's still a lovely shade of green. It's actually up 0.13% to 1608 and very little change among all the markets which are open at the moment. Everybody is in positive territory at the moment.
1650, 1650.
Come on, aim higher. 1700, Philip, okay, since you're at it.
Okay then, well, we're taking a look at the plantation sector because a few weeks ago, crude palm oil futures prices rose to a record high of 5,000 ringgit a ton. It has since taken a breather and it's currently at around 4,900 ringgit, still thereabouts around the 5,000 ringgit limit. It's on the back of several positive news like a strong rebound in exports, India's decision to cut import tax on CPO and high CPO prices. Looking at that, the Bursa Malaysia Plantation Index is still down by around 4% on a year-to-date basis. So to help us make sense of this, we have Ong Chee Ting, Regional Plantation Analyst from Maybank Investment Bank. Good morning, Chee Ting. Thanks for speaking to us. What's driving this bullish trend of CPO prices?
The CPO price spot month is still above 5,000 ringgit. And this historic high price is due to a confluence of factors, but mainly due to the tightness in palm oil stockpile, as well as the relative tightness in other major vegetable oils. To a much lesser extent, the bullish trend was also fueled by rising fuel prices. In Malaysia's case, the COVID-19, which led to border closure since March of last year, has led to the industry suffering worker shortage of around 30%, and this impacted estate use, as fruits, or what we call FFB, on the trees may not be harvested on time, leading to yield loss. Just last month, MPOB, which is the Malaysia Palm Oil Board, drastically cut its 2021 CPO output forecast for this year to just 18 million tons, which was sharply down from its 19.7 million ton forecast at the start of the year. In short, there is presently a supply crunch on palm oil, and this is not due to Malaysia alone, but also Indonesia. Under investment in new planting or area expansion across Malaysia and Indonesia the past 5 years due to no deforestation commitments. And there is also the impact of under-fertilizing in 2018-2019, especially by smallholders of both countries due to the low CPO price back then, barely enough to cover costs.
As you have forecasted correctly, there has been M&A activity in this space, right, with KLK buying IGM plantations. Do you see most of such deals in 22?
I think there are still pockets of opportunity for more M&A activities now, as there is still a disconnect between physical transacted prices and the enterprise value per hectare of the, especially the small to mid caps. As to whether such deals will continue into 2022, depends very much on the share prices of the small to mid caps till next year. If the prices of small to mid caps continue to rise like the past few weeks, there may be less opportunity. Conversely, if the prices languishes from here and trade at attractive valuations, this will entice further crop actions. About 58% of KL Plantation Index members still trade below one-time price-to-book value.
Now, help us understand this, because India has cut their import tax for the fourth time this year. What is the impact of each cut to CPO prices, though?
Yeah, India's demand for CPO has been rising the last 2 to 3 months, benefiting in part from the import duty cuts. However, this demand pickup is largely seasonal in nature due to the upcoming Diwali festivities in November. The Indian government has been cutting import duty with the aim to control domestic prices and inflation. In the past, when global prices are high, the Indonesian government cut import taxes as well. Conversely, when global prices are too low, the Indian government will raise import taxes so that the domestic price are supported at certain levels to encourage local farmers to continue to plant, giving them decent returns and to ensure national food security. So post-Diwali, we do anticipate demand from India to fall after all India has built up some reserves the last 2 months.
Chee Ting, Bursa Malaysia Plantation Index is still down on a year-to-date basis despite the rise in CPO prices. What's the reason for this disconnect and will the planters ever catch up?
Yeah, there are several reasons for this disconnect. Firstly, I think the market is worried that this current high prices is not sustainable, so they are not willing to trade up to this unsustainable price. Secondly, there were high incidences of COVID-19 infection rate in the country, and there were also political uncertainties earlier. So both these factors affected the broader market sentiment and not just Bursa Plantation Index. Thirdly, and the most important element of them all is the planters did not fully benefit from the high CPO price in the first half of this year, as reflected in earnings. And there are two sub-reasons for this. One is forward sales, and secondly was the changes in the export tax structure in Indonesia, which were rather punitive. On the forward sales, let me just explain a bit in detail. So due to 2 years of low pricing, some planters decided to lock in a portion of their 2021 output when CPO prices were still rising towards the end of last year, and hence did not fully benefit from the high spot prices, as these forward sales were done at around 3,000 ringgit per ton on average. Now, on the punitive export tax structure, Indonesia restructured its export taxes in December last year. This is to raise funds for its B30 mandate, such that the operations for those companies with operations in Indonesia, their net CPO selling price achieved only around 3,000 ringgit per ton for first half of this year, whereas the Malaysian growers in Malaysia were pocketing around 4,000 ringgit per ton. However, the Indonesian government has recently, in July of this year, lowered these export taxes for the benefit of the growers. So we should see the improvement in selling prices in second half. So if I can summarize, I doubt the market is willing to chase the plantation equity stocks to where CPO price is now at around 5,000, because we think that this price is unsustainable. But the market typically looks forward, and the market will look at a sustainable price in 2022 and ask if there is still upside to plantation stock. And I think there is, especially for the small to mid caps.
So Chee Ting, why do you think the current CPO price is not sustainable? And moving forward, what will be affecting that price direction?
The price is not sustainable as supply is anticipated to normalize from next year. The recent CPO price rally has narrowed the price discount of CPO versus soybean oil and rapeseed oil to below historical averages. This is obviously not healthy, and a wider discount is needed to sustain demand. However, there is still much uncertainty as to how palm oil output in the region will eventually turn out in the fourth quarter. CPO price, while it may not stay above 5,000 ringgit, it may continue to be lofty in fourth quarter, as the market will soon look forward to seasonally low production period in the first quarter of next year for price support. From second quarter onwards for next year, however, we expect CPO's price resilience to be tested, as the ongoing crop planting of soybean in South America will by then be harvested and massive supply is expected to hit the market. At the same time, at the end of March of 2022, the US farmers will spell out their planting intentions for the new crop season. Between now and then, the market will closely monitor the weather development for fresh price direction. Weather models globally have recently raised the risk of La Nina phenomenon by the end of this year. La Nina may just bring drought to parts of South America, and this will be a key swing factor to watch in the coming months.
So what is your average price target for 2022 in your call on the plantation sector as well as top picks?
As for my average price for next year, I'm currently keeping it at 2,800 ringgit per ton average, a forecast that I first revealed in August. This average price was premised on the normalization of weather, supply and workforce. While the Malaysian government has this month announced a special approval to bring in 32,000 foreign workers, I understand it is still about half of what is required. So if supply do not normalize, there will again be pressure on supply, which may require a revision to our CPO price. We maintain our positive view on the sector. Our top buys are KL Kepong, Sarau Oil Palms, and Bauster Plantations.
Chee Ting, thanks so much for speaking to us. That was Ong Chee Ting, Regional Plantation Analyst from Maybank Investment Bank, giving us a pretty comprehensive look at what to expect in terms of oil palm prices and what's going to happen in the sector. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.